Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's just pray that the old boy up Jefferson will hear it today and get some blessings as it plays next week or whenever it comes on the radio, and all around the shut-ins and the funeral today. I can't even imagine three little kids without mama. Without mama. How sad it is. So pray for that family. 32nd chapter, and we'll read several verses. We'll try to stop where God wants us to stop. And the Bible said in the 32nd chapter, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." And he said, "My doctrine," Moses said this, "is that my doctrine shall drop as on the rain, as in the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew," be little dewdrops, "as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe it ye greatness unto our God. Ascribe it ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." Amen. The message God laid on our heart today, he is the rock. Amen. And I thought many times we have tried to be the rock. And I thought about the day and hour that we live in. We have prospered all along the way. We have prospered. As I growed up, we growed up with nothing. We growed up without anything. And a rented house here and rented house yonder. And if it hadn't been for a gracious uncle, we'd have been out in the cold, because mom got down sick and in a car wreck. And it was several weeks and several years. Matter of fact, it was 3 years, bless God, that our house rent wasn't paid. So it was a mercy of God that we had a roof over our head. And our uncle wasn't saved, but he cared about us. And I guess the aunt pushed him a little bit. But glory to God, we had a roof over our head. And we had a place. If we didn't have no food at home, we had a place we could walk to and get us a bite to eat. So God provides. God will take care of you. And I was reading there in Corinthians, and it said, we don't have to lay in them temptations. And I thought about it as Stacy was giving her testimony there in the youth. "Did you shoot any pool, honey?" Praise the Lord. She didn't even shoot no pool. That's good. She covered everything else. But I thought, well, she shot some pool, I'll bet. Amen. But he said, "Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment of God, of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he." And it said in the fifth verse, "They have corrupted themselves." You know what we do? There ain't nobody else corrupts us. We corrupt ourselves. And Israel had done it to theirself. They couldn't blame anybody else. They corrupted theirself. And we look at the United States of America today. Jesus is the rock. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus is not the author of the junk that's going on in the White House today. Amen. He's the rock. He is the great God. And there's no iniquity found in him. And there's iniquity, sin found in our leadership in our White House, and it's dividing our nation because of this party wants power and this party wants power, and we're fighting against ourselves and amongst ourselves, and we see out here that it's dwindling away. I'm telling you, there's things happening right now that if we live many more years, we're going to see the effect of the things that's happening right here today. But do they care about us? Do they care about what the American people are going through or what they will have to go through? No, indeed. They want to be recognized. They want to be back in power. They want to take over. And we're not going political, but it's the Word of God. It's the things that happen. And what has happened, we have corrupted ourselves. We have forgot that God is our rock. We forgot who the author of our salvation is, who the author and the finisher of life is. And he let Israel many times, he let it go on through iniquity, on through sin, and under harsh leaders leaders that I didn't live right, but then he would grab it back up, and I thought how he had grabbed America back up after World War II and set us back on our feet. Amen. And I believe we give God praise as our soldiers came back from overseas, as our soldiers came back after winning a battle, and I think we were grateful that we had a free nation under God, a nation that we could worship God in spirit and in truth. I think we were satisfied and happy with that. But I see a generation that's coming on today that feels that we've always lived in a free country. We've always lived till we could worship God if we wanted to. We'd go to church if we wanted to. We'd come and go as we wanted to because we were a free nation. And I believe we forgot to look back and see who the rock of our freedom is today. And I thought at 26 years old, I was under bondage with Satan, absolutely under bondage with Satan. I couldn't get loose. I was powerless. I had nothing that I could do. I couldn't even make up my own mind, Greg. And I'd say, Bill, we're not going to get drunk today. We're not going that route this weekend. We're tired of that and using the same shape. We didn't have power to say no to the alcohol. And there's many other things because we gave ourselves to iniquity. We gave ourselves. We committed ourselves to the things of the world. And it would turn us right down a road. I didn't want to do some of the things I was doing, but I'd got in a route I didn't know how to get out of. I couldn't fix it. Only the Lord Jesus Christ could fix it. Only the Lord Jesus Christ could put us where we are today. So I'm going to give the rock of my salvation praise, honor, and glory no matter where I'm at. I'm going to give him praise that he unloosed me from the chain of Satan. Amen. Untied me from the chains of Satan and set me loose that I could stand up and say, no, Blue Ribbon, you're not my boss today. Those angry words and those foul words that I was saying, glory to God, you don't have to use them no more. Using God's name in vain, I'm glad God unloosed me from that until I don't have to do it no more. The lust of women went away a little bit slower than some of the rest of it. Bless God, it would come every now and then. But I'm glad, glory to God, as the sister said, since the Lord saved my soul, amen, I ain't had to have another woman. I ain't had to have another drunk. I've been aggravated and had some hardships and some hard times. Glory to God, but I've got something that's kept me happy. I've got something that met me down at the altar. I've got something that'd go to sleep with me at night and wake me up in the morning of the rock of my salvation. And I look back through all of that, honey, and I see what I was, a hopeless critter headed for a devil's hell. If it hadn't been for the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne of God and said, God, give him another change. Car wreck after car wreck, trouble after trouble, a knife swung at me, been shot at, glory to God, amen, and missed me. Only God could deliver this old man. So if I quit along the way, it's because I've got caught up in self and I forgot what God done for me. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross that I could be set free. You know, I thought about, I was down there praying, and you know, I thought about there's great evangelists out there, and there's great prison ministers out there, and there's great people that seemingly can just go in and do the work. You know what? It seemingly I can't preach halfway nowhere except at Mount Vernon Church.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, church, it's my calling. I thought, how, even though some of you come against me every now and then, I thought this is my calling.
Right.
And all them other things are just loaded benefits.
Amen.
You know, I can try to run here. I'm not a revival preacher. I'm not a great prison preacher. I go, got to preach next Friday. As far as I know, if they don't do something else about it. But, you know, I'm not a great prison preacher. I ain't great nowhere, but I am where God wants me at Mount Vernon. Amen. So I can preach what God gives me. And I can preach it with liberty. And what I'm saying, if we don't stay in our place, amen, it ain't going to work. I can knock on door after door. That's all good. But my place is at Mount Vernon. I thought, I don't want to go into the things of this in the church world and spend my time and wear myself out till I take away from Mount Vernon.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
I mean, Mount Vernon's my calling. Amen. Mount Vernon's our church. Mount Vernon's my brothers and my sisters.
Yeah.
I couldn't call y'all by name through Christmas, but I said, God spare them. And as far as I know, they're all spared.
Praise the Lord.
As far as I know, our families are taken care of.
Yeah.
God has blessed Mount Vernon Church. He's done good to us. And he said, but they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of the children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. They are a crooked generation. Do you thus requite the Lord, O God? You know what requite means? Are we going to give it back to the Lord? O foolish people and unwise. God called us, O foolish people. He called his own people, the Jews. He said, O foolish people. He said, are you unwise? What's wrong with you? He said, people, unwise is not he thy father that hath brought thee. Hath he not made thee and established thee? Glory to God, if you're established today, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. If you were born today and you're breathing, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is simple. This is simple. Little boys and little girls, that breath that's in you, God gave it to you. That air that we can't see, God give us a fresh breath of air.
Amen.
And we stood many times by the bedside where they couldn't get their breath, and even oxygen wouldn't pump it into them. And we stood beside of our Uncle Leonard, about 6'2" or 6'3" tall and weighed about 90-some pounds, and struggled for breath and put that old machine on him. And if he'd try to breathe, it would kick back and all of these things, glory to God. But there ain't nothing like the fresh breath of God that God give us. And I thought about, nobody understands the blood, amen, that's running in these veins, Roger. God gave it to us. He perfected this body. He made it, amen, with every member to put in place right exactly where he wanted it. Amen. And I can't hardly take my thumb and scratch inside my ear, but that little one works good. He made everything to work the way he wanted it to work. He made us in the image of Almighty God. He made us in the image of himself.
Right.
Not like a monkey with a long tail.
Right, preacher.
Amen. That had to swing through the trees. He didn't make us like a fish.
Come on,
he made us in his image.
Right.
And I need to praise him for that.
Yeah, amen.
Freddie, again, he gave me that breath of air.
Amen.
He touched my blood system.
Right. Yeah.
God gave me the flesh that I got on me and my bones.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave me the sight that I've got, and I know I've about used my sight up.
Bless him, Lord.
Maybe time to cross over. I don't know, but my sight's about used up. My hearing's about used up. But God gave it all to me. I believe I corrupted my hearing by shooting guns.
Bless him, Lord.
Running chainsaws, no earplugs. Andy Brannick, you just as guilty as the rest of us. They said, wire earplugs if you're going to run that machinery. And he said, I ain't using that. That makes us all guilty, don't it, brother? So we've corrupted our own self.
Right.
We've corrupted our bodies.
Amen.
Amen. And then we ask God, why are we in this shape? If I'd have come in at bedtime, instead of laying out all night in the cold, I'd have probably been a whole lot better off. God gave me sense enough to do it, and I wouldn't do it. Amen. And he said, let me read that sixth verse. Do you thus requite the Lord, or do we come back and give him praise and honor? O foolish people and unwise, is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? And I thought about how many people do you see driving a truck with no legs? I think God gave it all to you. God gave you the knowledge to read the maps. I thought about it. Oh boy, Bob Bedsall, he used to use our altar a lot. Bobby had a lot of ups and downs in life. Bobby couldn't hardly read and write. But there wasn't no direction that you could send him on that truck that he couldn't go. And everybody I've ever talked to at any terminal where he pulled in, they knowed Bobby Bedsall. Everybody knowed Bobby Bedsall. He had a gift. He had a gift to drive the truck. And he said, Bill, it seemed like I just can't live right. And I prayed with him, and I prayed with him down at the altar. I said, Bobby, I tell you what, this altar is free. You come whether I'm here or whether I ain't. God can help you. I can't.
Yeah.
It's going to take God to help us. We have corrupted our own self because we're not happy where we're at.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Because we're not happy where we're at. It's a privilege to be in the house of God today. And I enjoyed my Wednesday off, but I was lost to death. You know, I mean, it's Christmas. But we miss Wednesday night.
Bless him, Lord.
We miss it. He said, remember the day of old. Some will tell you not to remember it, but remember the day of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. And Jeff Castle mentioned it this week, was over Friday or Saturday, might have been Saturday morning. Jeff mentioned how we used to go to baptizers, and there'd be three churches, and everybody would shout and come together. And I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, I remember 17 straight weeks, sometimes two and three churches. You can't get two or three churches together for revival anymore. You people don't have time. We have let Satan rob us of our time. I said, we have let Satan rob us of our time. I checked, and it says 24 hours in a day. We have let Satan rob us of our time.
Yep.
Part of it is with TV.
Amen.
I've took a little whipping this week. Amen. I stood and confessed before the Lord this morning. God, I need to get back into the Word and begin to study God's Word. I need to read God's Word. I need it implanted in my heart when the devil comes out against me and I don't know which way to turn or which way to go. I need the Word of God comforted, planted deep in my soul. And the only way I'm going to get it is study to show myself approved, rightly dividing the Word. Then Satan won't have no power over me. I'm going to tell you why we're beat down. We've corrupted ourselves because we come to church when we wanted to, when it felt like it, or the preacher was preaching that we wanted to hear. We didn't come to give God glory and praise. We come to be recognized. Yeah. Honey, we need to come today to give God glory and praise. I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. I need to be excited in the valley. I need to be excited on the mountaintop, on the way down or on the way up. I need to be excited about what God has done for this old boy. I'd have been in hell, ain't a doubt in my mind. I'd have been in hell today.
Yep.
Glory to God. If it hadn't been for Jesus.
Amen.
If it hadn't been for Jesus. I praise him.
Glory to God.
To be honest with you, I actually feel pretty good for my age. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to read this carefully as we go on with this. And I'm preaching on the rock. He is the rock. And when the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. You can go back over there in Exodus 19 and you can see that there were some bounds set. And he took the 12 tribes of Israel. And he gave them this portion. He gave these this portion. He gave these this portion. And he done it according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, you can make it on this. You can. There's enough here for you to make it on. I thought to clear out some of our prison system. If we had an island and give them a bushel of corn and what they needed to raise their own stuff. Amen. And put them out there and let them work for it. Not have no way out. Let them work for it. Let them work for it. If they killed each other, they're dying in prison anyhow. Amen. Let them work for it. It's unreal what it's costing we, the American taxpayers, to keep because of they've corrupted themselves. I talked to a dear brother this week, Friday. And he said, I'm not in for murder, Bill. He just wanted to tell me. Sometimes they won't tell you nothing. He said, I'm not in for murder. I'm in for a house invasion where a man was murdered or a person was murdered. And he said, they didn't get me for murder. But you know what he said? I got 70 years. I think he was 21, 22 years old. Do you think he's ever going to see daylight?
No.
I'd be better off if they give me life, which would probably be 20 years if I didn't mess up. But he said, I got 70 years. Is there any hope? We stood there and talked a little bit, and everybody else was gone. And he said, but Jesus, that's the only hope. I hope God will speak to somebody up there that I don't know and say, we're going to give this one a chance. Do you believe there's a God that big?
Amen, brother. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. If I sat in an authority, I'd let him go a little while. And I told him that. And I said, if you messed up again, I'd hang your hind end. Amen. He said that was his first time ever. And I forgot 13 years maybe or more without any infractions, without any problems. Let me tell you the testimony I heard this week. And the boy said, I got saved at 7. Listen, this will go along with one of the testimonies in Sunday school. Got saved at 7, and I became a teenager, and I got out. And I started running with the world. And he said, I got back in God's will. And he said, I went on visitation, and I knocked on the door of a girl I went to school with. And she said, what are you doing here? And he said, I come to invite you to church. She said, you hypocrite. She said, I know how you lived in school. Why are you coming inviting me to church? And he said, I was worthy of that. I was worthy to be called that. So what I'm saying, and she said it, keep yourself clean in this walk of life. Keep yourself out of sin. Keep yourself separated from the things of the devil. Don't corrupt yourself. I'm going to tell you who corrupted me was me.
Amen.
Nobody made me.
Amen.
I wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
Why don't we want to fit in church? I'm going to tell you why. Because Satan will tell you you're a nobody.
Right.
They talk enough and you'll take up too much time. There ain't a one of you here that ain't able to go visit somebody.
Right.
To tell them about Jesus. If they call you a hypocrite, just pray for them.
Yeah.
But knock on the door. Go to the nursing home and walk down the aisle. God will put you in a room. There's people struggling, needing somebody to love them. Can I tell you what got me? It was love. Somebody cared about me. And he said, when the Most High divided the nations, he set bonds of the people according to the number. And the Lord, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his children. We know Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was the lot of his children. He was the daddy rabbit of the 12 tribes of Israel. And you know, and he took care of them. And I thought about them bounds. He said, the Lord said, Moses, you come on up here. I won't talk to you up on the mountain. But he said, the bounds around the mountain, he said, you can't come up on it. What I'm talking about, we need to find our place. He told all the people, he said, you go back and tell them they can't come up on the mountain. He said, if they touch this mountain, they'll die. Mount Sinai, the holy mountain of God, if they touch this, they'll die. He said, even if an animal comes and touches this mountain, there was bounds around that. It was the holy mountain of God. Can I tell you what's happened to church today?
Bless them, Lord.
We've dropped the bounds. We've dropped the standards. We've dropped the living right. Hey, we've preached a little sermonettes and left the whole Word of God out.
Right.
Honey, if we're lost today, I prayed for a lost soul this morning.
Absolutely.
I prayed, God, if everyone happens to be in our church, would you, I just touch it. And I picked up an extra rock and I said, God, I'm taking this one for that lost soul.
Right.
God, you know who they are.
Absolutely.
And he said, this is Jacob's lot. He found him in a desert. Look at this. Said he found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. Was y'all there? Said the Lord found Jacob there, and he said he found him in a desert land, in a waste, howling wilderness, and led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. And as an eagle stirs up her nest, and she fluttereth over her young, spreadeth about her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Jacob went out. the daddy of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, and there was no strange gods with him. And I thought about me and you and all the rest of us. Ain't there so many things that flash before us today that's a strange God?
Amen.
That will take our eyes off of the work of God. Don't our jobs, listen to me, don't our schools, our sports, our little children sometimes run us to death. I got some things in my family, I promise you, I need your prayers. I ain't handling well.
Amen.
I just ain't handling well. It's a fight, it's a battle. I can't change it, but I wake up at night thinking, where have I failed? What have I done wrong? Why have I took in a strange God? And I go back and I look at a man named Elijah. And he's prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again and it come abundance of rain. And I remember that same Elijah. He said he fell all alone. He said, I'm the only one that's left. So if I hadn't read the Word of God, I'd think I was the only one having this problem.
Come on.
But God said, I'll take care of you.
Come on.
The Lord said, there's 7,000 ain't never bowed their knee to Baal. If you got your eyes on yourself, you can't see the 7,000 that's trying to serve God.
Come on, brother.
If we're down in self-pity, we can't see what God has done.
Right.
I remember a man named Paul. They said he had a thorn in the flesh.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I know it's gouging him and it's sticking him. And he said, I got the thorn in the flesh. And he sought the Lord 3 times that it would be removed from him. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that Paul was discouraged in his preaching, and he went into some of the places they'd receive the Word of God, and some of them wouldn't receive the Word of God. Some of them didn't want what he was preaching. The Jews were fighting against him in every direction that he turned to, every direction he went, and I believe he got discouraged in the flesh. But God said, my grace is sufficient. So when my thorn in the flesh, and I got some, can I tell you, I got some, you have too. Your thorn in the flesh is jobbing, pricking you. It wakes you up at night. It's a pain to you. It's a pain to your spiritual soul, Terry. You know what I'm talking about. Brothers and sisters, you know what I'm talking about if you listen. It might not go away. We might have to bear it. But God said His grace is sufficient. He said without a shadow of a doubt, He'd never leave us or forsake us. He'd go with us all the way, even until the end. We just read it out of Corinthians, and He said, there's no temptation taking man that He didn't make in a way of an escape. God has got His hand on His children. And we can't lose, honey, if we'll follow God, if we'll stay where God wants us to stay.
Amen.
I thought about old Jacob was in a strange land. And he made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him suck honey out of the rock. I believe that rock was Jesus. Amen. I believe that rock was Jesus. He sucked honey out of that rock, Jesus. And oil out of the flinty rock. That's that old hard rock. Said he got oil out of it, the Spirit of God. He said butter and kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. The pure grape juice. And he said he done all these things to Jacob. And to the 12 tribes of Israel. Which were started by his children. Don't you know Jacob loved his children. God said I done all of these things and I brought him out. And I want us to go to the 15th verse and look at this. I'd never seen it just like this. But I got to reading and studying there yesterday evening and last night. He said in the 15th verse, but Jeshurun, Jeshurun, waxed fat. And you go back and this is a poetic name for Israel. I've done a little studying on it there. It's a poetic name for Israel. Jeshurun waxed fat and it kicked. He said, there it waxed and fat. They're grown thick. They're covered with fatness. Then he forsook God. So who was he concerned about? He was concerned about the children of Israel. And why? Maybe more the children of Israel, as the 12 tribes of Israel were his blood kin. I mean, his blood kin started the 12 tribes of Israel. So he was totally concerned about them. And he said, we have grown fat. Have we not grown fat?
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Well, we used to wait and eat a meal, and Mom would say, if you eat, you're going to eat what's on the table.
Amen.
Right.
Instead of saying, well, we'll go to McDonald's if that's the kind of french fries you like.
Amen, preacher.
I remember the uncle, and I was hungry, and he said, you won't eat nothing else if you don't eat them black-eyed peas. If you don't eat them black-eyed peas, you ain't going to get nothing else.
Come on, brother.
Maybe a little cookie or a piece of cake that they ain't had baked. Couldn't get that till the black-eyed peas is gone. So sometimes you got to go through that you don't like to get that you love. Amen. Amen. I found out if you pray hard enough, you can eat black-eyed peas. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some likes them, but they always did taste like dirt to me. Always. And I've eaten dirt. I know how dirt tastes. But Jehezeron waxed fat and kicked. They're waxing fat. They're grown thick. They're covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and listen to this right here, and lightly esteemed the rock of their salvation. Lightly esteemed. We lightly lift up the rock of our salvation. I thought about, they got into quarreling and murmuring and grumbling about everything, just exactly like we do today, and went into apostasy. They decided, they got everything. The prayers has been answered. They got a roof over their head, a car to drive, clothes on their back, running water, hot and running water. Everything is running good in America. So why are we going to come and serve God every week?
Bless him, Lord.
I look around, some ain't been in 2 or 3 weeks and ain't excited about coming. I look around and I see the great hand of God. I was there, touch, young'uns, amen, and we've not come back to give God praise. I stopped yesterday after the service and asked a girl, I said, are you going to get to keep your job? And she said, yeah, it's going to be the same at the copper pot. I said, well, I'm going to ask you a question. She was worried. She even asked us to pray. I said, I've got to work. I don't know which way to go. I said, well, if you're going to get to keep your job, have you come back and give God praise for it? You know what she said? She said, Wednesday used to be my days off, and now I think I'm going to have to work some on Wednesday. I said, that ain't what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you give God praise for keeping your job. Yeah. Do we? We've grown fat till we don't need our jobs.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. If somebody ain't paying in, my Social Security is going to be cut off. Amen. It's got to go in to come back out.
Amen.
Think about it. He said, we have lightly esteemed the rock of our salvation. Let me turn over to Matthew. He said in Matthew chapter 16, 17 and 18th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, or the son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said to him, he said, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, which is just a little stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Neighbor, can I tell you something? I need to take that to the bank of my heart. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the rock of my salvation. The gates of hell, no matter how many times it's open and how many little evil spirits comes out, it can't prevail, glory to God, if the God of my salvation,
on,
the rock of my salvation. I think we've belittled our God. We've lightly esteemed our God. We've not given praise for what He has done and what He can do. Only God can touch in the White House and keep America free. Only God can keep our church doors open. Honey, you don't know what it is to go into a church and can't carry your Bible. You don't know what it is to come and be brought in the back door. You can't even come in the front. You don't know what it is, honey, when you can't say nothing about your president or the rulers of Cuba and you can't say a word. Honey, cut off from the outside world. We don't know what it is. I'm glad I can come on the porch and stand and read my Bible. I've preached out there on the front porch. Amen. Preached on the front porch. I didn't care if the fire department or who went up and down the road heard it. In a free country. But over there they said, don't mention, and I did. It slipped out. But they said, if a Castro man there, they'll shut us down. But it slipped out. I ain't used to that. I ain't used to that. They come under bondage the same time Janet got married to me. 1959. Tough, ain't it, Ma? But think about it. In your biggest troubles, there's somebody worse.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody worse.
Oh, yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Any nursing home I go to, there's somebody worse. Any hospital I go to, there's somebody worse. Any church I go to, there's somebody worse. Got bigger problems than I got. Need prayer more than I need. And I appreciate all of them. Let me turn. Let me turn over to Peter. 1 Peter 2. Here it is. Yeah. First Peter 2, and this could be another message. We'll hit it fast. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, you know what? We've got fat and don't need nobody no more. How about that Dakota's little baby? A newborn babe. That's what it said for us to come like. How about the little Hodge baby? I was hoping they'd be here today. You can't lay it out in the rain. But we've got fat, so we don't need nobody to feed us. Hello? We got too big for our britches. Your britches are going to bust. Amen. As newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. When we were babes in Christ, didn't we desire the sincere word of God? I couldn't hardly wait to learn more of God's Word. Where am I at today? Well, I've got fat on the Word of God. I see people that's prospering better than I am. I see people that's more spiritual. I see people that's got more smarts than I have. So I'll just stay back out of the way. Little as much when God is in it. Don't be discouraged by the tricks of Satan. If you was quit saying amen, just preach on anyhow. That ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. A stone and a rock's the same thing, okay? He said he is the rock of our salvation. To whom coming as unto a living stone. He's not a dead stone. He's a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Men didn't want Jesus. Ye also are lively stones. Okay, church, are you a dead stone? Are you one that don't have no water in you? Or are you just a dead stone?
Come on, brother.
He said for us to be lively stones.
Yep,
And he didn't say stone, he said stones. So he's talking to all of us.
Amen.
Right. Misty, don't you feel better? Stacy, don't you feel better?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You could have said another 2 minutes and went up the road, went home unhappy.
Yep.
Unhappy. Amen. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up spiritual house as holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. What does God want out of us? The praise of our lips. The praise of our hands. He wants to be recognized as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Have I grown spiritually fat till I don't need Him no more? America has, and we're falling. We're falling. Heard this week that we are probably going to be caught out before any of the tribulation. Boy, I hope they're right. But I'm going to tell you, America, we can call it tribulation or we can let it go. America is not ready for the fall that's coming around the corner. I'm not ready for the fall that's just around the corner. I'm not ready for my power to be cut off.
Bless them, Lord.
I'm not ready. Under dictatorship in Cuba, Castro could cut off those people's power when he wanted to. He could cut off their little two-foot fluorescent light when he wanted to. And I remember the old preacher man, Juan Pastor, that was his name, Juan Pastor, pulled time for preaching. And he said, there's a radio station in Florida that I can pick up that'll preach. But he said, Castro can cut it off. Castro can cut it off. Oh, this is one walking man that you could see.
Yeah.
Could cut it off. One walking man that you could see stopped the worship in Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in many other places. Who has stopped the worship in the house of the living God? We have corrupted ourselves.
Amen.
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 Why don't we shout like we used to? I thought yesterday, I worried about my phone Friday, and yesterday, I worried about my phone. And Butch had mentioned, he said, this is kind of scary. He said, my phone says Delbrook Drive in Independence, so-and-so. I was by myself Friday, and I looked at mine, and it said Delbrook Drive, 28 miles. Told me what route to go. Well, I come out of prison and I picked up my phone to see if there's any calls on it, and it said 1 minute ago, and it said 19 minutes to Creekside Cafe in Galax, Virginia. I thought this sucker knows more about where I'm going than I know myself. Sitting there in the parking lot talking to myself. I mean, Mr. Phone, would you care if I went to Aunt B's today? It's scary, church. It's scary. And then I got up yesterday morning and I tried to call Janet back to tell her something. And my phone had Japanese or Chinese or something on it. And Sammy Lawson, he just put him smart. I said, Sammy, come here. I said, can you fix my phone? He said, I fool with him a little bit. And he took my phone, and I gave him a password. And he fooled. He said, I don't know. I can't do nothing this thing. And that's all. I didn't have nothing in English. It was them marks. China, Japanese. And I thought, my Lord and my God, they've come to the house. Here they are. So I was flustered. Y'all probably had that happen. I don't know. I run to Dobson quick as I got out of service. I run to Dobson. It's closed. Done had a meal offered to me, and I'd run off for my meal. So you know I'd want my phone. Am I addicted? Hello? Yeah, tell it, brother. So I run to Mount Airy. And she said, what's wrong with it? I said, I don't know. I brought it to you. I don't know. She mashed four buttons, maybe five, and handed it back to me. But what does China know about me? Somebody knows I'm at Creekside eating a biscuit. But it's scary, church. I've thought for many years that our TV can look right in what you're doing. And I may be wrong there, but I've thought it. So if you pitch a fit in front of the TV, God knows it. Hello? God knows it. Let me read this one more time and I'm going to quit. I promise you, I'm going to quit. Amen. And Jeroboam waxed fat, Jeroboam, if you want to say it, and kicked, thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. God definitely is our rock of our salvation. Definitely the rock. Are we lightly esteeming him?